About 50 people crouched down to wooden beams on the ground beneath a 2-ton red cedar Kadishin totem pole. Today's day 3 of Wrangell's totem pole raising event. Carving these poles has been in the works since 2011. That's when the local tribal government, Wrangell Cooperative Association, or WCA, started planning the totem restoration project. More than a decade later, about 300 people are walking a few blocks down Front Street from the carving shed to Totem Park. During one of the many breaks, George Nix says carrying the totem with everyone else is inspiring. He lives in Kasan and paddled a canoe 50 miles from Prince of Wales Island for the event.
It's like reconnecting, you know? It's just it's a loud statement to our culture, not only being a surviving thing, but a thriving thing. So we're here living it still and practicing it still and carrying it down the street and singing loud and proud. So it's a pretty inspirational feeling.
Last year, the local tribe brought in master carvers to mentor apprentices in carving 5 poles. Each one took months to complete. The poles are a living record of the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people. 4 were erected earlier this week with heavy machinery, but 1 was left to carry the traditional way. One of the master carvers is TJ Squyance Young, originally from Heidelberg. He is the lead carver of the Kadishin totem and leads the procession. He makes sure the pole is equally balanced on the beams while the people carry it. We finally arrive at the park with the totem. It will join the 4 other totems that have been there for decades. After attaching very long ropes to the upper section of the new pole, people of all ages line up along the ropes behind the totem. While they pull, others push the front upward. It's a collective effort of pushing and pulling to make it stand tall into the cloudless blue sky. Yun says he feels relieved. He says that it could be the heaviest totem he's ever helped raise by hand.
I've seen people do poles like this. When they raised it, they used heavy equipment. And we just didn't want to. We wanted to use manpower. And it took every last one of us, man, woman, and child, to get it, to erect it.
Akwatsin Mike Hoyt is one of the apprentices and WCA's totem pole project manager. He says it's difficult to express how he feels about the raising.
I was telling the totem pole what was happening and that it was going to stand and be part of history and part of telling our history, and I could feel it as it was falling into place, and for me that was...
Nita Junwu Kla DeWitt is also here to honor her culture. She lives in Anchorage but is Nanya Ai from the Shtaking Kwan here in Wrangell.
This really is healing, and it's supposed to be a space where we come together and unify and support each other and hold each other up and be amicable, because we're here for our ancestors. Those totem poles have been with our people for hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of years.
On the last day of the ceremony, the 4th day, people gather at Chief Sheikh's house in the old Tlingit village Kachanak. That's where the Gunakadate pole, or double killer whale crest hat pole, stands. The U.S. military funded this particular totem as an apology for bombarding the village over 150 years ago, which destroyed the Gunakadate pole. After gathering at Chief Sheikh's, everyone walks back to the carving shed to honor through song and dance those involved, the carvers, ancestors, and elders. Now upright in Wrangell, each totem holds stories of struggle, resilience, and unity. The 4-day event encompassed paddling by canoe from other communities, a smoke ceremony, and cedar totems. Wrangell's tribal government plans to continue carving more poles, with the next one being planned for later this year. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.